Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
There will come a day, ladies and gentlemen, when the opportunity of coming to the house of God will be closed. And what will you say then? Will you say, money, get me out of this? Education, get me out of this? I will tell you that God Almighty is requiring us to return back to the worship of the one true God and move the other gods out of the way.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers. This series is entitled American Idols. This is part one from that series, No Other God Before Me. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
And so I have heard from people in these past several months that weren't even sick. Ooh, you can't say amen. Look straight at me right now. It might be some of you. Weren't even sick, but they stayed home and got a check because the idol of idleness. But what went on while you weren't there? That business, that church, that whatever that it is, kept right on going. Without you. You want to know how valuable you are to that company? Stay out a few days and watch somebody take your place. Because we got to press up. Come on, somebody. We were standing at a storefront the other day, and this one major store said, going out of business, store closing. And two doors down, they had a giant sign over there that said, hiring today. And I said, that's a picture of the world we're living in right there. Where on one hand, people are doing this, and on the other hand, they're doing that, and people are trying to make up their mind which God they're going to serve. Let me say to you today, my dear friends, as much as I love you, and you heard it from the Reverend a few moments ago, as much as I love you and would do anything for you, I will not miss heaven over Pace Assembly for nothing, because I worship Him as my source. And if you stop paying tomorrow, I'm still going to worship the living God, and you better do the same. If you lose your job tomorrow, don't worry about it. God is already on the scene making a way for you because He is your source. I said He is your source. The idol of politics has become an idol where we value our opinions over the principles of God, and people are going to vote that way in the coming days. You can vote any way you want to. I'm giving you the supply out there. You can know and be informed all you want to. But I'm just going to tell you that whatever America decides, America will receive the consequences of. Hear the word of the Lord from 2 Kings. I'm hurrying here. My time's running out. He took all my time. I think I'll preach as long as he did. Oh, I heard somebody, come on. Yeah. Somebody say, get out. The Bible says in 2 Kings 17, verses 36 through 41, I won't read the whole thing, but here's what it says in a nutshell. Look at verse 41. And so these nations, he said, I'm the one who brought you out of Egypt right here. He's every time God wants to remind them of where they've come from, he always goes back to Egypt. He never goes to any other location. He goes all the way back to Egypt because he said, I want you to know that I'm the one who brought your forefathers out. I'm the one who started this America with those founding fathers over there that wrote the Constitution out of this. You weren't even here. And this is what he says. This is the danger of the time we're living in. He said in verse 4, so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they to this day. Let me say to you, you may say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that and not really worship the Lord like you should wholeheartedly. And you might not see the full hand of judgment come upon you as a parent. But I'm going to tell you what I am watching. I'm watching it move to the children and the children's children, where they won't even darken the door of the church because an idol was set up in their house, invisible. And every time they made a choice to either come to church or serve the Lord or whatever that it may be, they always made the choice for something else. I got three characteristics, and I'm going to be out of your way here real quick, of what idols are all about. You know what he's saying in that passage of Scripture? They came to church and worshiped, and as soon as they got out the door, they kept serving their idols. Is that where you're at today? Here's three characteristics about idols you need to know. One, idols are very attractive. If the devil didn't make idols attractive, you wouldn't be running after it now, would you? I mean, when you look on the billboard years ago and they put a beautiful woman photoshopped with a little martini in her hand and said, you know, come join me on the island of whatever, it got everybody's attention. But if that same billboard from that company would have put up a woman with a gigantic wart on her nose, crooked, cross-eyed, hair disheveled, and all that kind of stuff with a martini in her hand saying, come join me on the island, you say, oh, Lord. You know why? Because idols are attractive. That's when Aaron said, bring me all your gold and all. And when he got through, he took it in fashion. It was a sparkling, attractive idol. God's not going to send you something that you're not attracted to. Now, some folks are attracted to everything walking in jeans, but some of you got a little bit more class. You don't go just to any bar. Come on, somebody. You don't just go anywhere. Find me somebody. I'm just going to tell you, in the time we're living in, I really pray for singles. And single again. You know why? Because you probably need to have you a blood test and a COVID test and everything else in your pocket just to go on a date. You can't get in the car until you take this test. Come on, somebody. Yay. I love you and all that, but before we kiss, I need to swab your nose. Yes, sirree. Ain't nobody drinking out of two straws in the same glass no more. As attractive as you are, I don't want no COVID-19, 20, 21, or nothing else. A career that offers a great paycheck and great benefits. So attractive. A life in the suburbs with a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, split rail fence and a little fishing pond out front. Oh, and a dog for comfort and convenience. That's attractive. I always like this. When I see these cars with a bumper sticker on the back, my child is an honor student. I always say, for a day. An award-winning, got all the placards, got all the trophies, got all the stuff ahead of their grade in class, children that deserve whatever they want when they want it in the name of their future success. That's attractive. These blessings are not idols in and of themselves. And even loving them is not necessarily sinful. But allowing them to creep in. Because no sheep runs away. All sheep nibble themselves away. I had to preach the other night, and after it was over with, almost 11:30 at night, had to hurry up because we had a funeral on Saturday and all that. The host took me back and said, listen, we got some brisket here and some chicken legs. I looked on that table, and I mean, it was spread out, potato salad, everything. Come on and get you something to eat. I said, hold up. I know what happens when I eat this stuff late at night. I'll be sleeping standing up in my closet. there was a time when I was like him that I could eat it and it was good to go. And I'd run in the strength of it for 40 days. But now, push the button on the bed and let me raise up a little bit further. Because you nibble yourself. Let me just a little piece of chicken. You better not eat that chicken. A little brisket won't hurt you. No, I know that. I know a little bit, but then a little bit more. Because the Bible says the flesh is never satisfied. Come on, watch you at lunch today. Y'all ain't gonna be able to eat next to each other. Everybody to your room. Look across the table and somebody's going, I think I'll just get me one more. And your wife says, you're putting on a little bit of. Creeping idols. Why were they so attractive? Because the other heathen gods in the heathen tribes in Canaan mocked the gods of the Hebrews because they only had one god. But the heathens had many gods. And they said, you're weak because you only have one God and you can't even see him. We have the God of this and we have the God of that and we have the God of this and we have the God of that. And it was so attractive. Why was it so attractive? Because the gods of other nations, watch this, did not require the kind of obedience that the Lord God of the Bible demanded. I don't want you shacking up. God said. Now, it took several chapters in the King James to get this. God said, I don't want you shacking up with somebody and sleeping around with everybody because you're going to get an STD. So I want you to be committed and devoted to one and only after you get married. I want when I want, when I want it and how I want it. You'll get something you don't want after a while. Why was it so attractive? Because there are, listen to me, and I'll pick this up next week. Because there's demonic powers behind idols. It's not the bottle of the water or the music stand. Oh, we worship you, oh music stand. No, no, no. Inanimate option. There are demon powers right now that use these idols to get your attention of attractiveness. Come on, somebody. What's gone up in the past 9 months? Pornography online. Drinking. Alcoholism. Suicide. Depression. Why? Because none of that stuff will satisfy. All idols are attractive. All idols are available. At any time. Don't you know it? If I want anything at any moment, all I got to do is pick up my phone. I don't even have to go to the store. I can buy it online and it'll be at my front door tomorrow. Come on, somebody. Idols are attractive. Idols are available. And we focus on, here's what's happening. Wait, listen. I know all of you say so-and-so's got ADD, but I'm just going to tell you there ain't a soul in here probably don't have a little form of ADD somewhere. Because we can't keep a focus of attention, even right now at 12:02. And I haven't been preaching as long as the news that you filled your mind with last night. Somebody doesn't have enough focus of attention in this building that they're watching Netflix right now. But wait a minute. Before you keep throwing your money toward that direction, understand they're doing everything they can to prostitute your little daughters on a show called Cutie. And all the while, we're clapping and laughing at the same thing. I say to you today, listen, it may be attractive and it may be readily available, but the Bible is calling us in this year of 2020, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then. Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.